Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, the author of the award-winning book, Money Girl, Smart Moves to Grow Rich. You've probably heard of a 401k. It's the most popular type of retirement plan and one of the best benefits that a company can offer its workers. But I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear me say that a 401k comes with lots of rules and regulations. Being familiar with how a 401k really works is the best way to make sure you understand all your options for your retirement money and to stay clear of transactions that could trigger unnecessary taxes and expensive penalties. So that's what we're going to cover in this show. Now, back to 401ks. A 401k and its sister for nonprofit organizations called a 403b is a retirement plan that you can participate in through your employer. I'll just be referring to 401ks in the show, but the same rules generally apply to 403bs. These plans allow you to elect to have your employer contribute a portion of your paycheck to the account. When you sign up for a 401k, you receive a menu of investment options to choose from, some of which might be a family of funds like Vanguard, Fidelity, or American funds. You're responsible for picking investments that are most suited for your risk tolerance and retirement objectives. Here are 10 important rules about 401k retirement plans that you should know. Rule number one, contributions must come from payroll deductions. If you're used to making contributions to an IRA or to a brokerage account like Betterment from your checking or savings account, it may seem a little strange that you can't contribute to a 401k the same way. The only way you can move money into a 401k is through direct payroll deductions, which are called elective deferrals. I'm sure you'd agree that this payment arrangement is a clever way to make it easier for you to automatically save for retirement. When money's out of sight, it's certainly out of mind. You won't even miss those retirement contributions after a while. Rule number two, there's an annual limit on how much you can contribute. For 2011, the maximum amount you can put in a 401k is $16,500. But if you're age 50 or older, you qualify for additional catch-up contributions and can sock away up to $22,000. Even if you have a second job or are self-employed and also have a SEP IRA, for instance, your total contributions to all workplace plans cannot exceed $16,500 or $22,000 for 2011. Rule number three, employers can match your contributions. Besides the fact that 401k contributions are automatic, another smart reason to participate in one is that some employers will match what you put in. A typical match might be something like 50% of the first 6% of your salary that you contribute. Here's how that breaks down. If you make $50,000 a year and contribute 6% of that amount, or $3,000 of your own money, your company would kick in 50% or an additional $1,500. It's like getting a raise without having to do any extra work. And the great thing about matching funds is that they don't count toward the annual limits I mentioned. The total for both employee and employer contributions can be as much as 100% of your pay, up to $49,000 for 2011. Rule number four, contributions to a traditional 401k are tax deductible. Regular or traditional 401ks allow you to contribute money on a pre-tax basis. In other words, you don't pay a penny of income tax on the amount you contribute, nor do you pay tax on any investment gains in the account until you take withdrawals from the plan. However, your contributions are still subject to other taxes, including Social Security, Medicare, and federal unemployment. Rule number five, contributions to a Roth 401k are not tax deductible. Many employers are adding a Roth feature to their 401k plans that allow you to make contributions on an after-tax basis, just like with a Roth IRA. Roth contributions don't give you an upfront tax benefit. However, distributions are completely tax-free. If your Roth mushrooms in value, you could save a small fortune by not having to pay tax on decades of account growth. To find out whether a traditional or a Roth retirement plan is right for you, be sure to listen to my previous show, number 174, called What's the Difference Between a Traditional and Roth 401k? Rule number 6, you can also contribute to an IRA. This rule trips up a lot of people because they don't realize that your participation in a 401k has no impact on your ability to contribute to an IRA. You can max out both a retirement plan at work and an IRA in the same year. But depending on your income, your ability to deduct contributions to a traditional IRA may be limited if you or your spouse also participate in a retirement plan at work. I give you much more information about this twist in the rules in a recent podcast called Should You Contribute to Both a 401k and an IRA, which is episode number 216. Rule number 7. When you leave, you can take your 401k funds with you. The contributions that you make to a 401k are always 100% vested, which means that you own them. It doesn't matter whether you tell the boss to take their job and shove it, or whether they escort you out the front door, your retirement money is safe. However, the money your employer kicks in may be subject to a vesting schedule that could require a number of years of service before you fully own those funds. You can roll over the money from your old 401k into a new employer's plan or into an IRA without having to pay any taxes or penalties. For more details, listen to episode number 134, How to Handle Retirement Rollovers Correctly. Rule number 8, early or late withdrawals are penalized. A very important point to understand about a 401k is that it's not anything like a savings account where you can just withdraw money at any time. The IRS prohibits you from withdrawing funds from a retirement account before age 59 and a half, except in extreme cases. And even then, you may still have to pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty. Once you reach age 70 and a half or retire from your company at an older age, you must start taking required minimum distributions or RMDs from your traditional 401k each year or face a steep penalty. Just like with Roth IRAs, there are no required minimum distributions for Roth 401ks since you already pay taxes on your contributions. Rule number 9, you may qualify for a hardship distribution. Many, but not all, plans allow you to make hardship withdrawals for certain immediate financial needs, such as preventing foreclosure or paying for medical bills, a funeral, or college. If you qualify for a hardship distribution, it's still considered an early withdrawal that's subject to the 10% penalty I mentioned. I covered the topic of taking 401k withdrawals in podcast number 190, so I'll refer you to that show for more information. Rule number 10, you may be eligible to borrow from your 401k. Some plans allow you to take an interest-bearing loan from your 401k for up to one half of your vested account balance up to $50,000. Since I also covered this topic in a previous podcast called Should You Take a 401k Loan, you can listen to episode 191 for more details. Workplace retirement plans can be complicated because employers have some flexibility in how they design them. But I promise you that they're worth taking the time to figure out because they offer such great savings and tax benefits. The best way to understand specific rules that apply to your situation is to read your 401k's summary plan description document or to ask your plan's administrator for more information. If you like the tips you get in the Money Girl podcast and want to take even more control of your money, I think you'll like my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. The book tells you what you need to know about money and about retirement accounts without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. You can download 2 free chapters at smartmovestogrowrich.com. As always, you'll find links to everything I've mentioned in the podcast on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, be sure to get more money tips by signing up for the free newsletter, following me on Twitter, my username is Laura Adams with no space, and joining the Money Girl Facebook page. To learn how you can work with me for one-on-one financial coaching or have me speak to your organization or at your next event, visit smartmovestogrowrich.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.